This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome. It is Wednesday, and today on Flipping the Switch, we're talking about pink cloud thinking. You probably don't know what that means, but you might have an idea. It's just a term that I coined, and I am really, actually, I didn't coin it, but, well, I'll tell you the story in just a minute. I'm looking forward to spending this hour with you, and I'm inviting you to call in and have a chat. I'll do some repatterning with you if you'd like, or you can tell me an adventure you've had around repatterning, or bring forward someplace that you've had a challenge with repatterning. It's a toll-free call on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. And callers who phone in onto the show today will receive a complimentary space in one of our upcoming teleseminars. That's a $49 value. And you are welcome to join us live on that those calls, or you'll receive the recording of them complimentary. So just to let you know that that's there and available for you, and just give us a shout in, and we look forward to chatting with you. So I see that Suzanne has called in, and before, we'll just right off the top of the show, so let's just talk to Suzanne. How are you doing, Suzanne?
Hi there.
And where are you calling from today?
From Berkeley, California.
Oh, welcome. Welcome. So are you familiar with my work?
I am. I've really been enjoying it.
Super. Well, I'm so glad that you called in today, and you wanted to make sure that you got through. Just
yes.
Right off the top, calling in. That's super. So how can I support you today, Suzanne?
Okay. Well, I've done a lot of work on myself, and I had a very challenged mother who said a lot of mean things to me that are kind of still in my head, like, who do you think you are, and you're never going to make it out in the real world. And I would love to shift those so that they bring out my inner coach. And I know I'm confident and have gifts, and that's reflected by a lot of people I respect. But inside me, I'm still cringing from those, who do you think you are? And you're never going to make it out in the real world.
Wow. Yeah. Voice. And those tapes are strong, aren't they? I can hear it in your voice. Like, there's a lot of emotion attached to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what you're saying is just reflecting to me. I had a client this morning, and lovely, lovely woman, and an immigrant to Canada from, Asia. And she knows she's competent, but she doesn't feel like she is.
Exactly.
And I was going to say, that sounds like, you know, in your brain, like your conscious mind, and you're an intelligent, rational person, and you go, I have all these skills. But there's that little girl inside that's telling you, who do you think you are? And you're never going to make it because you're hurt.
Yeah. And it's almost like I have to disappear, you know, and really I want to shine my light and be helping other people to feel good about themselves as well.
Super. Well, I really loved what you said about feeling like I have to disappear. And what I really want is to shine my light. And so we're going to start there. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, on the left-hand side, you got a piece of paper handy, feeling like you have to disappear, with a down arrow on that left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, shining your light. Except you're going to say, shine my light. Okay. And this is for anyone who's ever been told you're never going to make it out there, which is like probably most of us at some point in time by someone. Mm-hmm. I also, Suzanne, really value and appreciate how you framed it by saying, I had a really challenged mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're recognizing that it was her stuff, and probably she had a challenged mom, and she had a challenged mom, and she, you know, goodness only knows how far back it goes.
And it's time to shift the generational lineage, so to speak.
Fabulous, fabulous. And do you have children?
No, I don't. But I work with a lot of people in helping support them. So.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, and that's fantastic. I just wanted, whenever we've got something that's a generational thing, I like to make sure that we pattern if there is another generation. That we make sure that, because, you know, we all parent better than we were parented. We are all better, you know, we're better people than what, because we made decisions, you know, for the most part. I shouldn't say we all parent better than we are parented, but anybody who's conscious and aware, i.e. anybody who's listening to this show, parents better than they were parented, you know, and it doesn't mean that we were parented poorly.
And we also have gifts and abilities and skill sets that weren't available, at least as available as they are to us today. So
exactly.
I'm grateful to be here on the call today.
Well, I'm so glad that you called in. So we're going to do a quick one on that. And then with your permission, if we've got time, I want to dive in to see what's sitting underneath it. But I would like to just do this simple one because this is one that's going to work for everybody. And so we're going to move from feeling like you have to disappear to shining your light and feeling good about shining your light. It's very interesting that you bring this one up, because I don't know if you get the newsletter, but today I talked about pink cloud thinking.
And yeah, I read that. It was beautiful.
Thank you. And that very conversation was with someone that in the past, in that situation, I would have diminished myself. I would have calmed it down, and I didn't. And it was a great learning for me. So this is great because it's reinforcing for me, too, that, you know, I firmly believe we all shine our light. The world gets brighter. So let's do some
repatterning. And I loved how you responded that she said, that's not what I meant. And you said, that's okay. That's how I'm going to take it. Or I don't remember your exact words.
But. Exactly. And it's how we respond, not what's said. Okay? So your mom said some things, and what we're going to do is change your response to them. Okay, so I forgive myself for believing I have to disappear. That's what I did when I was little.
I forgive myself for thinking I have to disappear. That's what I did when I was little.
Okay, breathe it in. Let it go. And you're making one of the shifts in your language was really telling. I said I forgive myself for believing, and you said I forgive myself for thinking. Okay, because actually you don't think you have to disappear. You think you can shine your light, but you feel like you have to disappear. So I use believing because believe kind of does think and feel together. Okay, so
thank you.
Let's try it again with that belief. I forgive myself for believing that I have to disappear.
I forgive myself for believing that I have to disappear.
That's how I felt when I was a kid.
That's how I really felt that when I was a kid.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. I understand my mom was operating out of her own perceptions.
I understand that my mom was operating out of her own perception.
Okay, breathe that in. Now, is your mom still alive?
No, she's not.
Okay.
Except in my head.
Exactly. And would you like it if she had been able to shine her light more?
Oh, so much. In fact, I did a visualization once, and spontaneous what came is that she was given a big frame drum so that she could chant and allow her voice to really express itself in a beautiful way instead of in the contracted, angry, frustrated way that it was kind of like a drain that was stuck and didn't have a place.
And so instead of that contracted way, you wish that she could express it how again? Describe that to me again. With the drum?
To express her heart freely and express her soul freely.
Good. Breathe it in. I give myself permission to receive the gift that I would so willingly give my mom.
Yeah. Can you say that again? Okay. Sorry. I give myself permission. To give myself the gift.
That I would so willingly give my mom.
That I would so willingly give my mom.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. Okay, now I know you teared in there and I just kind of went right through it, and it wasn't because I was ignoring you, it was because I wanted to get you to the other side.
Yeah,
are you feeling a bit more solid underneath now?
Yeah.
Your feet are under you? Okay, great. And that's one really beautiful thing about repatterning is you don't have to spiral into the stuff. It's just, you know, and we're not ignoring it. We just let's get you onto the solid side, and then we can go back and look at it if we need to. But when you're in that shaky place is not the time to try to examine it, as we have all discovered. It just puts you down further into that vortex.
Yeah,
so, you know, absolutely. Underlining the what we think about, we create more of. I give myself permission to shine my light by using my voice and expressing myself.
I give myself permission to shine my light by expressing my voice and shining.
Okay, breathe that in. And it's okay that you didn't say exactly the same thing. People are listening. You'll feel that the same energy was there. And Suzanne, I'm going to suggest that once this is up and on the archives, that you go listen to it, because you'll hear the shift in your voice. Okay? It's really interesting. I give myself permission to let go of the feeling that I have to disappear. It doesn't work for me.
I give myself permission to let go of the feeling that I have to disappear. It doesn't work for me.
Breathe it in. It didn't work for my mom, but it was the only thing she knew, so she passed it along.
It didn't work for my mom, but it was the only thing she knew, and so she passed it along.
Is your monkey okay?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, and they're invulnerable, but it feels nice.
Okay.
And it feels nice.
And it feels, sorry?
I said, and it feels nice. I changed it from but. So it feels a little scary to feel this, the vulnerability.
Yeah. Okay. I recognize this fear. It's left over from when I was little.
I recognize this fear. It's held over from when I was little.
I give myself permission to dissolve that fear by shining my light.
I give myself permission to release that fear by shining my light.
How does that feel?
Good.
Good? Okay. I'm going to ask you to jot down the word release.
Release?
And
or release?
Release. R-E-L-E-A-S-E. Release.
Okay.
And then beside it on the right-hand side, write the word dissolve.
Okay.
So much of the work talks about releasing old patterns, releasing old beliefs, releasing old things. Okay. And one of the challenges that we have is that we are wired to hang on to. Okay, so the subconscious mind is wired to hang on to, so you don't have to go and relearn stuff. And if it was painful, it's going to really hang on to it. So asking yourself to release it is always going to meet with a bit of resistance.
Okay.
So I like to use the word dissolve.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with release. If you can do it and get away with it and it works, cool, use it. But dissolve. And when I say dissolve, I'm thinking about, you know, those sugar cubes. And I don't know when you were a kid, if you ever, you know, would go to the church bazaar or whatever, they would always have the sugar cubes. And I remember popping them in your mouth, and it didn't, if you tried to chew them, you'd like bust your tooth. They were so hard. But yet, if you were just patient, they would just dissolve into the most incredible sweetness.
Mm.
And that's the visualization that I like to use when I'm moving from something that has been hurtful or painful into something else that I want and I'm afraid of it. It's like, okay, if I think about it dissolving it, then it's okay. It's not like release and I'm going to be standing here with nothing to hang on to. Ah, which is where the scary part comes.
Uh-huh. And I like the word dissolve. It makes me think of like when I'm lying in the ocean and just like feeling like I dissolve into the ocean. It's just like I feel a part of everything.
Fabulous. Okay. I choose to dissolve those old fears by shining my light.
I choose to dissolve those old fears by shining my light.
Monkey okay with that?
Yeah.
Yep. And for those people who are new to the show, the monkey is the little, what I call the little voice in your head that pops up and tells you things. So Suzanne will let me know if that monkey has anything to say or not. I can.
There is a little, sorry.
Okay,
there
go ahead.
A little, but what if I fail?
Oh, okay. I forgive myself for believing I have to hang on to that old fear.
I forgive myself for believing I have to hold on to that old fear.
It's real, but it doesn't support me.
It's real, but it doesn't support me.
Okay, breathe that in. So the opposite of fail is?
Succeed.
Is it, okay, it could be achieve, accomplish, succeed, succeed feels right?
Yeah.
I give myself permission to succeed.
I give myself permission to succeed. That's scary.
That's scary? I forgive myself for believing it's scary to shine my light.
I forgive myself for believing that it's scary to shine my light.
I like shining it.
I like shining it.
And I give myself permission to shine my light and succeed.
And I give myself permission to shine my light and succeed.
Okay, how's that little monkey doing now?
Well, then I hear my mother, her saying, like, who do you think you are?
Okay, so let's go answer that little monkey and say, I think I am Suzanne and I'm shining my light.
But I think I'm Suzanne and I'm wonderful.
And I'm shining my light.
And I'm shining my light.
For both of us.
Great.
Okay, and breathe that in. And what's the monkey say?
Feels happy.
Yeah, okay.
It's a scratch behind its ear.
Lovely. Lovely. Okay. Now what happens is that we give that monkey total power. And mm-hmm. that's because we don't know any different. And the monkey's not bad. Okay. It's mm-hmm. just the voice of what you've decided before coming. Mm-hmm. It's just the, what was stored in your subconscious coming to your consciousness. And whatever is there is going to come forward with the most amount of emotion. So if we can move it to a positive emotion, then that's what's going to come forward because it's going to feel better.
Okay.
Does this mean that the other stuff is going to go away forever? Maybe, but likely not. It will come back in times of high stress. Mm-hmm. So let's say that you're stepping into a new, you know, job or a new position, or you're, you know, if you're in your own business, you're stepping up, making it bigger. Those old fears will come up again, and it's how you navigate them.
Okay.
So I would like to say that when Hay House called me and said, we'd like to publish your book and we'd like to give you a radio show, that I was just like over the moon excited and it was all fabulous. And I was, but I was also mm-hmm. terrified. I was mm-hmm. terrified. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sat with some friends that evening and I remember my girlfriend saying to me, you're really quiet. And I said, I'm just trying to process this. And I got mm-hmm. into bed that night and I curled up Suzanne into fetal position and started to cry.
Aww.
And then I went, okay, I can let this fear. Yeah, I can let this fear rule me or I can navigate it. So what's going to dissolve this fear? And what dissolved the fear? And I noticed that what you said to the gal when you called in was that you wanted some help getting your work out into the world. What dissolved the fear for me was like, you know what? People need to know that they can live in this way, that they can live in a place where it's much gentler. Now, yeah, I was in fetal position crying. That's how I used to live. Okay. And it was like, you know what? My being brave and courageous and stepping up and shining my light, however you want to frame it, is going to allow others to be able to do the same.
Yeah.
And I dissolved the fear knowing that. Okay. But because it was a big thing, a big step, a big, you know, and I had a little bit, it wasn't to the same degree, but a little bit the same when after a year, Hay House said, you know, we need to make room for the new books and the new shows. And I said, I completely understand. And I needed to go look for another space. And that's when I found Contact Talk Radio. Okay.
Wow.
And I went into that fear place again. And it was like, you know, what if nobody's listening? What if nobody followed? Blah, blah, blah. And I went, well, that's not very supportive, Suze. Let's dissolve that. How can we dissolve it? And so I started looking at, you know, here are all the people who have followed me and let's, you know, let them know and they'll come over and they'll listen here and it'll be, you know, it's how you navigate it. But whenever you get to a new place, you're going to have some of those old fears pop up. And rather than beating yourself up going, oh, I'm such a loser, blah, 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 it's like, ah, I'm in a new place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want
Instead
it to be
saying,
a new place.
Oh, I can never do this. See?
Yeah,
right.
I'm in a new place. That's why it's
the same place. So I'm in a new place. Yeah.
So can you think of a time in your life, Suzanne, where you did navigate through that fear and you did claim some success?
Yes, I presented at an international congress on creativity and hypnosis.
Cool. So let's go there. I know what it feels like to walk through the fear and claim success. I did it at that conference.
I know what it's like to walk through the fear and, sorry,
Claim My Success?
And Claim My Success. I did it at that Congress.
Good. Breathe it in. I shone my light at that Congress.
I shined my light at that Congress.
And it felt?
And it felt wonderful, and I helped a lot of people.
Breathe it in. If I could do it then, I can do it now.
If I could do it then, I can do it now.
How's that?
Good. There is a little place of going, well, there's things that have happened to me in between that time and now.
Yep. Okay, and we're just at choice. That's all we did. Okay. I pulled in an affirmation to help you through the choice place, because that fear was kind of sitting there, and I went, okay, so where have you done it before? And we're going to hit now. So if you know the technique, we're just going to go to freedom, which is where you visualize it and where you imagine it and where you go, oh, cool. Okay. So I am free to create success by shining my light now.
I am free to embrace success by shining my light now.
And breathe that in. I bet me phoning in today is helping a lot of people.
I bet me calling in today is helping a lot of people.
I like helping people. That's what I did at that Congress.
I like helping people. That's what I did at that Congress.
And that's what my work coming out into the world will do.
And that's what my work coming out into the world will do.
I am free to shine my light and embrace success in my work.
I am free to shine my light and embrace my success in work.
Doing that dissolves those old fears. I just felt it.
Doing that dissolves the old fears. I just felt that.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whenever those old fears show up,
I sat up straighter.
Nice. Nice. Whenever those old fears show up, it's just a reminder for me to shine my light.
Whenever those old fears show up, it's just a reminder to shine my light.
I can do that.
I can do that.
How does that feel?
Good. There's kind of like tears, but in a good way, kind of like relief.
Mm-hmm. Those are actually the dissolving tears, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Very nice. Beautiful. Very nice. Okay. I'm learning to shine my light and succeed with ease.
I'm learning to shine my light and to succeed with ease.
Feels okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, from this stronger place, we're going to go back and look at the things that your mom said. My mom used to tell me that I was never going to make it.
My mom used to tell me that I was never going to make it.
It was her fear. She didn't know how to dissolve it.
It was her fear, and she didn't know how to dissolve it.
I'm learning how to dissolve that fear, and it feels...
I'm learning how to dissolve that fear, and it feels liberating.
Mom was afraid that I wouldn't survive.
Mom was afraid that I wouldn't survive.
She was actually afraid that she wouldn't.
She was actually afraid that she wouldn't.
She disappeared so far that she didn't survive. And I'm not talking about physically being alive. I'm talking about her spirit.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. She disappeared so far.
She disappeared so far.
That she didn't survive.
that she didn't survive in the world.
Breathe that in. I am so grateful for the learning from her experience.
I am so grateful for the learning from her experience.
I am shining my light and succeeding.
I am shining my light and succeeding.
Mom wasn't wrong. She just had a different perception.
Mom wasn't wrong. She just had a different perception.
Based on her experiences.
Based on all her experiences.
I focus on all of the times that I shone my light and succeeded and base my perceptions there.
I base my life on all the places that I've succeeded and base my perception on that.
Bring that in. That's okay. It's a feeling that we're after, not the exact words. And you got the feeling. Okay. I know how to shine my light and I claim my success.
I know how to shine my light and I claim my success.
And I know that my work helps others.
And I know that my work helps others. And I want to show up and shine my light.
Okay. So let's take the wanna out of it. I wanna show up.
Okay.
I'm showing up from now on, starting today, something like that. Try that.
Uh-huh. I'm showing up starting today, and it feels good.
Breathe that in. Every day I show up a little more until it becomes my habit.
Every day I show up a little more until it becomes my habit.
I like shining. It feels like me. It feels like me.
I like shining. It feels like me.
Here we go. How you feeling?
Good. There's a voice saying, like, I can do this, but I think that actually takes away, that it's another qualifier, like, I can as opposed to I am doing this.
Okay, great. It's time for us to do a station break.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm going to ask you to do is write down, I can do it on the left-hand side, and I am on the right-hand side.
Okay.
And on the right-hand side, I'd like you to write down all of the things that are proof positive that you're shining your light. Okay, so I called into Sue's today. I spoke at the conference. It doesn't have to be big things. It could be little things, you know. Mm-hmm. I said hello to the homeless person on the corner and gave them a smile. That's shining, okay? So just all of the things that are the I am on the right-hand side. And if the monkey comes up and says, yeah, but you didn't, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that goes on the left-hand side under the I can.
Okay.
And after the break, if you can stay on the line, after the break, we'll look at that again. Are you good with that?
Okay. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you back in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Flipping the Switch. I'm Suze Casey, and I am delightfully speaking with Suzanne around learning how to shine her light. We will be back in just a few minutes to talk a little bit more about pink cloud thinking and shining your light. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380.
Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. I'm Suze, and it is my joy and pleasure every week on CTR Network to help you flip the switch on whatever's going on in your world. Just a couple of quick reminders. You can get the 2014 version of 365 Repattern app. It will come to your phone every day with a word of the day and a little something to think about. If you had the 2013 app, it ends just like the calendar does at the end of 2013, and it will be live until the end of January. So if there's some special days or phrases or things that you want to remember, make sure that you go back and get those copied down, because as of the 30th of the month, it will disappear. And the 2014 version has started, and it has the last 2 weeks of the 2013 version available for you there. And so you can get that by going to your App Store or the iTunes Store. If you're on Apple, it's available for both. So today's word from 365 Repattern is gentle. And the little phrase that comes with it is, I'm gentle with others. I choose to become more gentle with myself. And so every day that'll come, something like that will come into your inbox and give you just a little something to think about. And what we're doing there is we're training the subconscious mind to go to the positive side of the line. So even if all you do is just read that first thing in the morning and then forget about it the rest of the day, it's still saying, I'm moving to the right side of the line. I'm moving my thoughts over here. If you reinforce it even further by looking for things that are gentle. So today I would say that in my world, the temperature outside is gentle. And I'm enjoying that because it has been minus 20, minus 25, minus 30. And today we're just around the zero mark. And so that's something that's gentle today in my world. I can choose to speak gently. So I'm
Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through Belief Repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. suzecasey.com.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi. So we were talking about being gentle, and all of a sudden technology stepped in and wasn't very gentle with us there. So thanks for bearing with us through that station break while we got the line back. So we were talking about being gentle with yourself. And that's the word for today that comes up on the 365 app. And so how you can reinforce that is think about what's gentle for you. You can speak gently to yourself. For me, the weather's gentle today. The temperature is much warmer than it has been. So I can look at that. Just reinforce it that way. And so, Suzanne, before the break, we were talking about shining. And you were talking about, you know, that you could shine, I can shine, or that you are shining. And I asked you to give yourself that exercise. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself on air, because I'm not exactly sure where we faded out and where we didn't. So I want to make sure that people get this.
That's good. That's,
okay.
That's
so I asked you to, on the right-hand side where you already are, finding success and shining, and where on the side where it's, I can, if the monkey came up and said, yeah, but you're not there, and you're not there, and you're not there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the words I can by themselves are not negative. They just can drain your energy if you're using it, I can, but I'm not.
Right.
If you're using it like I can and here I go, then of course it's on the upside of the line.
Yeah, okay, it's a little too qualified for me. It's a little too ambivalent as opposed to I am.
Yeah. Okay, so what did you come up with a couple of things up around the I am?
It was amazing. I really felt a shift in the work, and I'm an amazing person. I mean, I've traveled to India. I served food to the homeless for Christmas. I built an interactive altar on synchronicity that people loved on December 30th. I performed a one-woman autobiographical show. I recently brought a whole audience to their feet at Esalen Institute. I mean, that's okay. I'm going to be honest. This is going to sound a little weird, but on the other flip side of it, it's like I feel really like amazing. Like I feel I have gifts to offer, like really special gifts. Not that I'm the only person, but I feel my life has taken me through a journey. And then the voice comes up, don't get too big for your britches. So I don't understand, an intuitive said to me, you have a book that's like so waiting. Like I've held back on my gifts for so long and I keep studying and studying and studying and being not good enough. But I'm meant to be a teacher in the world. I know that. And I have had an extraordinary life. And it's not about like wanting the limelight on me or even, you know, fame or money. It's just I want to help. And I need to own my bigness.
And I would suggest, yes, you want to help. And you want to help by showing up as you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so let's look at what's still sitting there. Because remember I said to you, we're going to do a general one. And then if you can hang in with me, we're going to delve a little bit deeper.
I think I'm scared of intimidating people. And it's, again, that who do you think you are? And the word delusional comes in, like who do you think you are? You're delusional.
Okay, so how many people did you bring to their feet, more or less? 300?
100
people. 100 people? Okay. I can see myself as delusional.
I can see myself delusional.
Or I can recognize that 100 people were brought to their feet by what I did or said.
Or I can recognize that 100 people were brought to their feet by what I did.
Okay, breathe it in.
And sit.
One of us has a misperception.
One of us has a misperception.
And since there's 100 of them.
And since there's 100 of them, I love you.
I think I may have had your... Thank you. I think it might have been me.
I think it might have been me.
I get where it came from, and I'm ready to dissolve it.
I get where it came from, and I'm ready to dissolve it.
Okay, breathe it in. What's the opposite of delusion? Is it reality?
The opposite of delusion is self-respecting. Hold on. The delusional, it's knowing my own gifts. Owning my own gifts, knowing my own gifts, owning my own gifts.
Nice. I like how you're checking in with yourself. That's really nice. I give myself permission to know and own my own gifts.
I give myself permission to know and own my own gifts.
I don't do it for the standing ovation, but it's a lovely confirmation.
I don't do it for the standing ovation, but it's a lovely confirmation.
I'm great at giving lovely confirmations to others. I just gave one to Suze. when you said, I love you. And I said, thank you. Okay. So I'm great at giving.
I'm great at giving confirmations to others.
I'm ready to give confirmation to myself.
I'm ready to give great confirmations to myself. A lot of feeling around that.
Good one. Nice. That's called the line. You just leapt over it. Okay. I'm learning to shine my light and own it.
I'm learning to shine my light and own it and feel comfortable in it.
In the places of my body, mind, and soul that held all of that other ick, I dissolve it by owning and knowing my light. In the places of my body, mind, and soul.
In the places of my body, mind, and soul.
Where I carried all that old ick.
Where I carried all that old ick.
I dissolve it.
I dissolve it.
By knowing and owning my own light.
By knowing and owning my own light.
My mom didn't know her own light. How could she show me?
My mom didn't know her own light. How could she show me?
I'm so grateful to all of those people who have shown me what my light does for them.
I'm so grateful to all the people who have shown me what shining my light does to them.
I am learning to know and own my own light by how it's reflected back to me.
I am learning to know and own my own light by how it's reflected back to me. Okay, there's a little monkey mind that says, I shouldn't care about what other people think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to use the feedback that you're getting to support mm-hmm. you as you learn to support yourself.
Okay, I love it.
Okay, so it's okay. It's just that you don't want to rely on it.
Yeah.
Right? You want to rely on your own because that's always there. And so if sometime the limelight's not there, you're still okay.
Yeah, but I'm allowed to enjoy it. I loved mm-hmm. what you said. Yeah, and it's just like that's a sneak away from my mean voice to go like, I shouldn't care about what others say. It's like there's a middle ground, and it's okay to be in that middle ground and enjoy people's gratitude and appreciation, even as I give myself my own support and appreciation.
Breathe it in.
That was a revelation.
It was a lovely one. And that's, you're sitting right firmly at the freedom stage, which is where you visualize it and try it on. And that's exactly what you just did, Suzanne. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. I'm learning to own and know and own my gifts.
I'm learning to know and own my gifts.
And it feels?
And it feels shaky and wonderful.
Okay, breathe it in. Okay, now shaky is okay because it's new. How do you want it to feel?
I want it to feel natural and easy.
Okay, that's not the opposite of shaky for you though. So go to that shaky place and then look the opposite way. What is it?
Okay. Grounded and confident.
There we go. Did you feel the difference when you said grounded and confident?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're going to hear it when you play it back, okay? I forgive myself for believing that that shaky place defines me.
I forgive myself for believing that that shaky place defines me.
Breathe that in. I give myself permission to dissolve the shaky place by focusing on where I already am grounded and confident.
I give myself permission to dissolve that shaky place by giving myself evidence of where I'm already grounded and confident.
Good. Breathe that in. I know that what I focus on expands, and I choose to expand the feeling of being grounded and confident.
I know that what I focus on expands, and I choose to focus on the feelings of being grounded and confident.
I choose to be grounded and confident in knowing my gifts and owning them. I
choose to feel grounded and confident
in knowing and owning my gifts.
In knowing and owning my gifts.
So I would say that with the things that you've done, you've gotten pretty good at shining your light. It's just the getting confident in owning it. Okay.
Yeah,
and that's where that's where the disconnect has happened, because it's like, dang it, I'm not going to disappear. Look at me. I'm out here doing it. But inside, you were shaky.
Yeah. And it stops me a lot from taking action. And I get very perfectionist, because it's only if I do it perfectly that I'm allowed to do it, as opposed to just like, I get feedback of how I can do things even better.
That's how it's been in the past. So try that. That's how it's been in the past.
In the past, I was really perfectionistic and frozen in my tracks.
And now I'm getting grounded and confident.
And now I'm getting grounded and confident and taking creative actions that bring me joy.
There you go. Breathe it in. I love doing this. Thank you so much for playing. I'm just feeling it's like, whoa, okay. Look what's happening here now. Okay.
It's huge. It feels like this big, beautiful, iridescent bubble, and there's just more bubbles coming.
Nice. I am becoming grounded and confident.
I am becoming grounded and confident.
And I own my gifts.
And I own my gifts. I'm allowed to shine.
I'm learning to shine from a grounded and confident place this year. That's exciting.
Ooh, I'm learning to shine from a grounded and confident place this year. That's really exciting. What a great way to start the year.
Nice. Okay, so what you're experiencing here is, you know, and I really appreciate you being willing to hang in for the time, because it's allowing me to show people really what can happen when you begin playing with this. Because in the book, pretty much I can do one emotion at a time, because when you start to weave it together, you see what happens. It explodes and it gets bigger, and it's like, whoa. And that's what happens, because our beliefs are held in place, not by one feeling, not by two feelings, but by a whole bunch of them, which is why it's challenging to shift them.
Right.
But by shifting
like
one emotion
cocktail.
At a time. Exactly. You know, it's like having a fabulous soup and then trying to figure out what all the ingredients are in it. You know, it's like, I can taste the dill, and I can taste but it's like,
right.
What is that flavor? Okay. And so it's that same thing, only on the other side of the line, when you're trying to figure out what's wrong. And so what it is like, let's just go one emotion at a time. And then we start to weave them together. So I want to make sure before we finish that you've got some of these things written down. So what are some of the words that you've got written down, Suzanne?
Okay. Natural and easy, grounded and confident, shining my own light, confident in owning it. I think those are the...
Okay, knowing.
Okay, yeah, knowing.
And succeed, or success.
Right.
Okay? These are the words for you to reinforce the feelings of. So it's not about saying over and over again, I shine my light, I shine my light, I shine my light. No. It's about where have I shone my light and it was successful. Mm-hmm. I'm owning that, and you let it in. Okay. Or you go for a walk and you're like standing there watching the sunset and you go, I feel really grounded right now. This is grounded. I like this feeling. Okay. And so what you want to do is imagine that each one of those words or phrases is a file folder, and you want to get as many examples of it as you can and chuck it into the file folder, because then when your inner coach is looking for some, you know, something to say to the inner critic when it shows up, it can go to a file folder and there's something there. So you proactively build the file folder of natural and easy. So it's natural and easy for me to drink this glass of water and feel the feeling of it being natural and easy. Does not have to apply to anything that you're wanting to shift. You just are filling the file folder with examples.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. And I want to say, I think the work you're doing is really extraordinary, and I'm very excited about it, and I hold it in my prayers that this year is blossoming for you to share it in a bigger way, and it's really gifted work, and I feel very grateful to have this chance to work with you, so thank you.
Well, Suzanne, you are so welcome. It has been such a joy and pleasure to speak with you, and I love working with people who are doing their work. Because this work just puts wheels underneath it, and it's just, it'll be really exciting. I would love to hear from you how things are moving forward for you. I've got your email address, and with your permission, I'll put you on our newsletter so that you make sure that you get that and that we can continue the conversation at another time. And you'll be getting a notice saying which one of the seminars would you like to join us on. So you take good care. Ooh, thanks for being. And
wonderful.
Keep shining.
Thank you.
Keep shining.
All right.
Take
good you care. Too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Just before we leave, I do want to talk a little bit about this pink cloud thinking that I wrote about in today's newsletter. So I was having a conversation with someone and they said, I call what you do pink cloud thinking. Thank you, I replied. It wasn't meant as a compliment. I know, and I'm receiving it that way. Because you see, I choose how to respond to anything and everything that is said to me. I frame it within my belief system, and then I respond. It is what each and every one of us does all the time. So in the past, I might have felt the need to retaliate or defend my position or do something smart alecky, like say, yeah, I call what you do black cloud thinking. But I didn't. On this day, I smiled and said, thank you. Pink cloud thinking in my frame of reference is a good thing. There will always be clouds, and I spent enough time under the dark ones to know that I prefer pink. For me, that means that I look for the upside and make that my reality. I've been accused of being a Pollyanna, of not dealing with reality, and I bet you have too. And regardless of what others think, I prefer the life I'm creating to those I witness who are focused on the storm clouds. I forgive myself for believing others define me. I forgive myself for believing that others define me, and breathe it in. I give myself permission to be a positive and upbeat influence in the world. I give myself permission to be an upbeat and positive influence in the world. Breathe it in. I can focus on what's dark, or I can focus on what's light. I choose to focus on what's light. I can focus on what's dark, or I can focus on what's light. I choose to focus on light. I'm free to choose my perspective. I'm free to choose my perspective. I'm a pink cloud thinker, and I own it. That evening, while I watched the sunset and saw the pink clouds, I gave gratitude to myself for finding the pink clouds in my life. They're always there. It's simply a matter of choice. I'm Suze Casey. You've been listening to Flipping the Switch, and I'll be back next week. Would love to hear from you then. Take care. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose.